Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed, and it is Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, one of our incredible partners, making it possible for us to interview an array of authors every Thursday. Very excited about today's author. The book is Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic by Judge Jeanine Pirro. Started her career assistant DA, Westchester County, would make her way to serve as a court judge. She is on The Five and, of course, so much in between. And I'm going to just from the outset, I'm going to say here, I have been interviewing authors, some of which very high profile, impressive. I think this may be my favorite. You might be my favorite. And can I, and honest to goodness, I say, as a citizen of this country, thank you for what you do on The Five. I get my news through reading other than The Five, and it's just so nice to see people that you can tell genuinely respect each other, can disagree, have a good time, and get information at the same time. So I want to thank you for doing that. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in and to all your listeners as well. Look, we do enjoy each other's company. We may totally disagree with each other, but at the same time, I mean, it is an admirable group in that we understand that it's important for us to listen to each other and, you know, at the same time to not give up our own sense of what we think is correct and what is needed in this country. And that's why I wrote a book, Crimes Against America, because for me, the country is not going in the right direction. And I think for most Americans, I mean, the fact that 70% of Americans don't want Joe Biden to run again, I think is a real clear indication that a lot of people are not happy right now. But at the same time, I think that based upon my particular background as a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA, and someone who ran for office five times for over three decades, I have a particular background that kind of gives me the ability to discuss, especially in the area of law and order, the total failure of our government right now in protecting the first order of government, which is the protection of its people. So as the left runs around with this idea of cashless bail and social justice, which no one has defined for me, you know, we've got criminals running rampant, reoffending, and victims literally being told, too bad you didn't have a good day today. The left is insulted by the concept of law and order, and so as a result, the biggest cities in America are suffering a crime chaos that we haven't seen for 30 years. And, you know, this whole idea of reinventing the wheel, and, you know, we just saw this past weekend in Chicago, the highest number of murders in eight years on a Memorial Day weekend, with a new mayor who was sending out people in yellow jackets saying that they were the peacekeepers, while one of the peacekeepers was arrested for assaulting another person. And, you know, everyone is reinventing the wheel when the bottom line is, if there are no consequences, if criminals are not arrested and made to account for their actions, then we are living in a lawless society. And it goes from there, to be honest with you. There's a lot wrong. And in the book, I literally indict the Biden administration and talk about all the crimes against America and the left's effort to take us down.
The left is very good about redefining and setting the stage for a discussion by taking words and terminology and redefining it to benefit them. And there was, in your book, you talk about soft on crime, which is terminology people are familiar with. But you note that you question the terminology criminal justice system. I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
Why is it that you question that terminology or that positioning, if you will, of the system being called criminal justice system?
Well, you know, as someone who has been in the system for so many years, I'm sorry, I want to know why they call it the criminal justice system. It should be called the victim's justice system. It is the victim who has paid the ultimate price. And yet the criminals have all the rights. They have the privileges. They even have the system named after them. So from the time I first became a young prosecutor and started the first domestic violence unit in the nation, I believed that the victims were the forgotten ones. And today the focus is on criminal privilege. If you're a criminal, you're given privilege. If you're a victim, you're a throwaway. And the concept of not having safe cities and having George Soros-funded DAs is really a recipe for disaster. The truth is, when I ran for DA and I was elected and reelected three times, I told the county where I was, Westchester, New York County, of a million people, I said, look, without me, without a tough DA like me, your businesses are going to go out of business, your values of your home will go down, and your children won't be safe. And that's what's happening across America, not to mention the fact that America is no longer a sovereign nation with borders. We are literally a globalist landing spot with benefits. Anyone who wants to come here just comes right in and demands all the cornucopia of benefits that we have to offer our citizens. Education, medication, housing, and even a federal court last week had to stop the Biden administration from releasing these people who are invading our country en masse without an alien registration number. And the court said, you have to give them an alien registration number. You can't just let them go free. We have no idea who they are. I want to know who's a pedophile. I want to know who beats his wife, who thinks they can drive drunk, who's an identity thief, who's an MS-13 gang member, who's part of the Latin Kings, or who's a terrorist. And I don't mean to suggest that we're not all immigrants, but we came here through a process, through an order. People knew who we were. We have no idea who's coming here. In New York City, a week and a half ago, they were putting males, illegals, about whom we know nothing, in school gyms, and our kids were being told, oh, you know what, you're not going to have gym for the next few weeks until the end of the year. This is what's happening, where Americans are losing, and they're suffering, and they're last, and all of these foreign nationals are being welcomed with open arms. And our schools are being closed because the left doesn't believe that the schools could be open during COVID, and yet the Catholic schools were open, and the Lutheran and the Charter and all the other schools. Kids in China were studying quantum physics. Kids in Russia were studying, while our American kids, well, because of Randy Weingarten and the American Federation of Teachers, every metric was meant to close a school and not to open a school. And they had billions. We gave them billions to open the schools, and they couldn't do it. This is part of my book, Crimes Against America, which is the takedown of this country by the left.
We're talking with Judge Jeanine Pirro. As she mentioned, Crimes Against America, the book. There are the criminal aspect of this we see. We see the crime all around us, particularly blue cities, blue counties. There's the political side of this as well, and more conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters find themselves on the raw end of the stick. And just in the last couple of weeks, there was a Michigan man who was given probation for shooting an elderly pro-life woman. Recently in Baltimore, in the last couple of days, two elderly pro-life men were praying outside of Planned Parenthood, and they received a beatdown, one being sent to the hospital twice because of complications. And yet we see somebody who, again, will pray in front of a Planned Parenthood and their home gets raided by...
And they get arrested.
Yeah,
yep.
And it just gives people this total sense of hopelessness.
Well, that's why I wrote Crimes Against America and the Left's Takedown. I think that America needs to see everything that is going on in this country, and they'll see it's part of an organized effort by the left. It started with Barack Obama. If you recall, he's the one who said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. And it was during Barack Obama's term that we first heard about the life of Julia, with that chart where this little girl, Julia, who doesn't really mm-hmm. have a family, but it looks like she's raised by the government. You know, she's born, and then she has SNAP for food, and then she gets a Pell Grant to go to school, and then she gets Medicare to pay for all of her all kinds of protections for her in her health care, and I'll leave it at that, and then, Medicare. And Joe Biden reiterating that concept, telling teachers, the kids are ours, not the families, essentially. And the truth is that that's part of the Marxist socialist analysis, that kids are belong to the state. And we see it in very obvious ways. But the way I connect it in Crimes Against America, it's inescapable what they're doing. And, the arresting of parents who simply want to know what's going on in schools, and saying that parents are domestic terrorists the FBI going to visit parents who go to a school board meeting, the DOJ involved in that, the DOJ not making arrests of those who are violating a federal statute, which clearly prohibits the protesting in front of a Supreme Court justice's house in an effort to persuade that justice to change a vote. All of this is geared toward the left taking over this country in a way that is not consistent with what our founding fathers wanted. And so Americans have to recognize that, number one, they need to push back. Number two, they need to figure out who's running for the school board. They need to figure out who's running for DA, that it's not a Soros-funded DA whose job is to let the criminals out, let them run free. And then we have a vacuum where vigilante comes in. Vigilanteism. We saw Danny Penny, who was a Marine, an ex-Marine, a sergeant, 24 years old, who was in a moving, locked, underground subway car where a schizophrenic in the middle of a psychotic episode says he's ready to die or ready to go to prison for the rest of his life. Everybody knew what was coming next, and the Marine took him down, and now the George Soros-funded DA is charged him with manslaughter when everyone on that subway car called him a hero. So we've got a lot of trouble right now in this country. And in my book, Crimes Against America, it talks about how to fight back. But you need to understand what's going on, how they've done it, how the Bidens are corrupt. I mean, talk about pigs at the trough. Mm-hmm. You know, when Joe Biden was vice president, $10 million coming into the Biden family, it was so much that they couldn't put it in one or two accounts. They had to put it into everybody's account. So the brother, the other brother, the wife, the lover, the ex-lover, the former lover, the niece. I mean, it is, and my wheelhouse is a prosecutor. This is the kind of thing that is corruption. It's pay to play. And, you know, you've got Hunter Biden, where the feds have been investigating him for 5 years. I mean, I could write an accusatory instrument right now. You lie on a pistol permit, you get prosecuted. And which pistol, by the way, ends up in a garbage can near a school that the Secret Service then goes to take out? I mean, you've got the government protecting the left. No one is protecting the right. And it's up to us to take America back.
The book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Once again, Judge Jeanine Pirro, thank you so very much. Our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.